it says that so Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam took Sayyidina Hajra radiallahu ta'ala anha and Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, and they travel all the way to what is now known as Makkah al-Mukarramah. But obviously at that time it literally middle of nowhere, you know, right in the middle of a desert. There is no island, there is no oasis, there is no water.
Allah.
There is
no signs of life.
No signs of life, there is no tree, there is nothing. And Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he takes both of them and they go all the way there. And then so they go there, and then Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he turns, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala orders, he turns around and he starts walking away.
Allah, what a beautiful question Sayyidina Hajar asked.
Exactly. And Sayyidina Hajar radiallahu ta'ala, she asks several questions at that point, doesn't she? That she says, O Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, where are you going, leaving us helpless Allah. In this lonely and desolate desert? And Sayyidina Hajar radiallahu ta'ala, she called out many times. And then it struck her that if the father of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, a chosen one, if he is leaving this, then there must be some other reason behind it, which was a mystery up till now. So her initial response is what a woman's response would be in that scenario, perhaps anyone's response would be.
Yeah.
And then it suddenly strikes her, no, there must be a higher reason behind it. There must be something special. And then she says, are you leaving us here of your own will, or are you leaving us by the command of Allah?
Subhanallah.
So even she had that belief that if we are being left here, it must be because such a hospitable person who would
find
strangers wouldn't do that. So it must be that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has ordered him. See, she says, is this a command of Allah? This is nice. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam says, oh, indeed, this is the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then Sayyidina Hajar radiallahu ta'ala says, well, if this is what Allah ta'ala wants, then my faith tells me. So this is the absolute conviction of faith, the strength of faith. She says, my faith tells me that if Allah ta'ala has ordered you, then he would neither let me nor my son suffer in this desert. Then Allah ta'ala will protect me. Allah ta'ala will protect me and my son. And then so Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, so he makes a long dua at
Allah,
that time.
Subhanallah.
And then he returns to Syria. So of course those few days they run out, and then the water ultimately has run out as well. And instead that even the milk which Sayyidina Hajar radiallahu ta'ala was offering, that milk dries out. So there is now, you know, apparently no means left to survive. You know, the things we need to survive in that absolute hunger and thirst, there's nothing to quench your thirst, there's nothing to feed your hunger. So no, you know, apparent worldly means are left. And at that time, so Sayyidina Hajar radiallahu ta'ala, she then starts running between Safa and Marwa. And then again, the famous incident when Sayyidina Ismail, so she radiallahu ta'ala ran 7 times, and then Sayyidina Ismail, he rubs his heels on the, you know, on that hill, and then Allah Ta'ala orders Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi wasalam, and by his order, and so he rubs, and then Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi wasalam, he struck his foot near where Sayyidina Ismail alayhi wasalam heel was, and then the spring of water gushes out, and then Sayyidina Hajar radiallahu ta'ala, he says zamzam, stop, because the water was gushing out.
Allah,
you know, so in the middle of nowhere, in a desert, and no one could even imagine there could be water, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala produced that. Again, a sign for us that if we submit ourselves to the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and we have that firm faith,
then
Allah ta'ala opens doors for us.
Subhanallah.
Allah ta'ala opens doors from where no one could even think of.
Subhanallah.
Unimaginable ways, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala opens it for us.